page 62. Unit 6. Business Studies. Lesson A. A Case Study. 1. Grammar in Context. B. Read the case study for an online coupon company. How does the business work? A Case Study. Online Coupons.
For decades, savvy shoppers have been clipping coupons from newspapers and magazines, with which they can save money on everything from groceries to spa treatments. The emergence of the internet provided a new opportunity to coupon businesses, many of which have been very successful. Then came Groupon. Background. Like many startup companies, Groupon was founded by a forward-thinking entrepreneur, in this case, Andrew Mason. As with many such entrepreneurs, some of whom have become overnight multimillionaires, Mason had a deceptively simple idea. Attract subscribers to whom you email special deals. These daily promotions give subscribers steep discounts, some of which may exceed 50% on a range of goods and services. The success of any deal depends on the extent to which people sign up. If the number of people who sign up falls short of the target, the deal doesn't go through. Goals and growth. Some of the main goals for the company were to grow their subscriber base in key cities around the world, sell daily deals, which was revolutionary in the coupon business, and create awareness of the brand in national and international markets. In just 3 years, it had more than 85 million global customers, all of whom opt in to the site. The company also had more than 55,000 merchants from whom deals were sought. A success story. Over 90% of participating companies, most of which are small businesses, said the Groupon promotion attracted new customers, and 87% reported increased awareness of their product or service in the community. Groupon may not be suitable for every enterprise, but for plenty of small business owners, many of whom struggle to grow, it can be a lifesaver, especially in an uncertain economy. One such small business, a bakery in New York, offered half-price cupcakes. More than 9,000 coupons were purchased, new customers came in, and business spread by word of mouth, all of which has to be good for the bottom line.